Thank you so much for joining us. Today is Chaf Zayin Tammuz, Taf Shin Pei Beis. And thank you very much to Mr. Jake Wyman, every week, sponsoring and helping with everything here. Last week you mentioned that one of our greatest sources of stress and anxiety is interpersonal relationship conflict. And Chafetz Chaim told us that we have a right, and actually we're very much encouraged to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene for us by planting thoughts in the minds of people who give us a hard time. And we also saw the Gemara in Brachos, where the illustrious wife of Reb Meir, named Bruria, advised her husband, why don't you daven for the vicious men that they should do tshuva instead of davening that they should die? And he listened to her, and they actually repented, and he had no more conflict with them. So we also brought up the question at the end of last time, how is it possible for somebody else to ask Hashem to remote control someone's mind that that person should do tshuva? That means that Hashem does not get involved, he doesn't interfere, kaviyachol, with our choices of Torah and Yiras Shemayim, that we should serve him or not. How could it work? The Marsha asked that question. And we started to say the answer and said we're going to save it for today, we're going to explore it in a little bit of depth. The Avas Eisan, who is one of the Pirushim on Agada, explains in the following way. It's true that everything is from Hashem except for Yiras Shemayim. Hashem does not interfere, he does not determine nor influence our decisions when it has to do with tshuva and with being close to him. However, there are two types of yira that we're going to discuss right now. One of them is called yira sichlis, and one of them is called yira tivis. There's intellectual, cognitive fear, and then there's what's called natural fear. Well, the natural fear has to do with circumstances, what's happening in the world. So the Avas Eson explains that when a person wants to get close to Hashem, habalitar misayinoso, in Shemayim, they help us. They aid us to get close. For myself, I can definitely ask for all types of Yiras Shemayim. But to ask for other people, I cannot request reasonably that Hashem is going to actually jump into the person's mind, kaviyachol, and direct the person's decision to fear Hashem, or to be nicer to me in a way that will influence, and that person's Yiras Shemayim is being altered. However, we have a rule called Yira Sichlis. Yira Sichlis depends totally on a person's free choice. Yira Tivis is Bidei Shemayim, meaning that I can ask Hashem, please create circumstances that this person will see, and he'll do with them whatever he chooses. That's left to his free choice. But there should be things that happen in the world that the person encounters that will influence the person, will inspire the person in order to come back with tshuva. Or, in average relationships, Hashem, please create circumstances and occurrences that will be there for the person, and that person will be triggered in a positive way toward me in my favor, and I will now have a more easygoing relationship, a stress-free relationship with that person, and I'm allowed to ask for that. Now, you might say, well, again, how does that work? It's called Yira Tivis, fear that comes from natural things that happen in the world. They look natural. As the Avos Eisan explains to us, it says in the Gemara in Yevamos, Ein peron esbala olam ela bishvil Yisrael. Hardships come to the world. It says, Akol bishvil Yisrael. Everything happening in the world. We're not encouraged necessarily to be up with all the current events at every second. That's a separate discussion. But we do hear about what's happening. And all those things that happen in science and nature and weather and politics and countries that have conflicts with each other, is Hakol Bishvil Yisrael. That means that everything happening out there, we should really be flattered by that. Hashem cares so much about us that it's all there to inspire us. But it's our choice whether to be inspired by it. So if I'm having a conflict with somebody and I feel I'm at a dead end, I'm at a brick wall, I am not able to get through to this person, and this is a source of anxiety for me, how am I going to deal with this person? It could be a relative. I'm allowed to ask Hashem, since it's HaKol Bishvil Yisrael, all the things that happen in the world is so that we should be exposed to them and then inspired as a result. So Ribono Shel Olam, create things in the world that people will see and they'll be inspired by, and then what they'll do is they will be more favorable toward me. They'll be nicer to me. It's their choice what to do with it. But those circumstances should exist. And once they're out there, then there's an opportunity. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim said. The prisoner of war, it looks hopeless. Oh, what happened to all the bitachon hopes? Oh, I pray that I'll come out of the war okay. I won't be dead. I'll be intact. I'll be peaceful. And then he's captured as a prisoner of war. Well, what's happening now? That doesn't mean that it's over. There's still a chance. Just daven to Hashem that he should put in the minds of those people that those people will act favorably toward him. Now you might say, but you can't change people's minds when it comes to Yira Shemayim. That's true, the cognitive Yira. That's Yira Sichlis. But Yira Tivis, something should happen to distract them, to turn them in the right way, and they'll act toward me in a favorable way. If I have a conflict with a relative, with a friend or something, Ribono Shalom, do something, do a circumstance that's going to change things. And that could definitely help, that could be in my favor. That's what it means. The Bakasha, we can ask Hashem Al Chaveiro, in order that the person will do tshuva through seeing what happens in the world. So, as a summary of this, just like the Chofetz Chaim said, that if a person is captured, chas v'shalom, by captors in a war, sometimes we feel captured, we're trapped by circumstances. I feel I'm stuck in a relationship that is a conflict for me, and it's not promoting my yishuv das. I'm not able to have a settled mind because of this relationship. I'm allowed to ask Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, please do something that can turn the person in my favor. The person will take something out of what he sees in the world or what he sees in somewhere, and then he's going to turn it in my favor, and I can have a more peaceful relationship. I'm allowed to ask for that, and it's not too late. So the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that there are levels. In the beginning, I'm supposed to have bitachon. Everything's going to be fine. Remember, that's how we started out. It's the rudimentaries of bitachon. The more bitachon we have, the more salvation we have. The more successful we'll be. It's all mita keneged mita. But then sometimes there are things that happen. We're born into things. We have things going on in our life that look like they're impossible. We can still ask. And you know what? Things can change. We're stuck in the mindset many times that things aren't going to change. Things definitely can change. Chofetz Chaim now deals with another dilemma. But why? People wonder, why is it fair that I'm going through what I'm going through? Why do I have to have so many struggles? Why is my life so challenging? So you might say, well, that's neither here nor there, but it actually is. Because if a person is always wondering why, then that's going to be an impediment to the person achieving real bitachon and a settled mind. Because they always have uncertainties. They always have sveikos. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us, she's bonein benafsho, a person has to contemplate and concentrate on the fact, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo avid dina below dina, that Hashem never does anything that's unjust, anything that's unfair. Chas v'shalom, there's always a reason for it. Now you might say, but I never did anything that terrible. If I'm suffering this much, I can't imagine that I ever did anything that would warrant such a suffering and a punishment. How could it be that that's fair? So there are external explanations, but they're really very relevant. Sometimes there's Gilgal. Sometimes a person's reincarnated. And if you say, well, I don't believe in reincarnation, well, look at the Orach Chaim and Parshas Vayigash, and look in the Peleoit, and look in the Chofetz Chaim, and the Shaarei Tzion, and the walls of Yom Kippur. Gilgal is a real thing. Sometimes we come into this world with some baggage, and there are loose ends that have to be tied up. We have no idea. Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu, as it says in Parshas Nitzavim. There are hidden things. We don't understand what's going on. So maybe that's why we're going through what we're going through. It's my neshama. We always say in school, I say, who are you? Who are you? Are you your body or your neshama? We're forced to say, what are we? I'm my neshama. I'm not my body. My body is just a case for my neshama. So your neshama might have been here before in a different body. You're your neshama. Your neshama has gone through who knows how many stages and experiences and came here to tie up some loose ends. You never know. Without getting into Gilgal too much, what about we're predisposed towards certain behaviors because of the elements of creation that are dominating us? The only one we're going to talk about again, as we talked about before, if a person is prone to despair and sadness and laziness and depression, it could be that which is the element of creation that is predominant in that person? It's the afar, that's right. It's the earth, the person's earthliness, the afar. Where do I get this from? It's in Rav Vobi Sefer Alei Shur, and he brings it from Rav Chaim Vital. that a person might say, why do I have so much trouble with this mita? Why am I prone to depression? Why am I prone toward mitos that make my life so challenging? Why? The answer is because Hashem has a reason for it, and it's fair. If I know that it's fair, it's exactly how it's supposed to be. And that's my work that I came here to work. Adam l'amo yula, we're here to work. So I said to myself, well, that's my life's work. I get up in the morning, I have challenges right away. I was born into the world, I came into the world with challenges. Why is it fair? The Chafetz Chaim says it's totally fair. It's not an accident. By the way, if I know that it's not an accident, it's exactly how it's supposed to be, so then that's a very comforting feeling. I can deal with it then. I can own up to it. But if I don't realize that it's fair, then I'm full of uncertainties and I can't deal with it. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us, if a person was captured as a prisoner of war, Chas v'Shalom, you have to realize that it's fair. Where does it say this in the Torah, that everything's fair? Where is it in the Torah? You look in Parshas Hazinu. Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo. It says Hashem is the rock of the world. Hashem is the stability of the world. People think life is unstable. The world is unstable. Yes, people create instability. But the Ribono Shel Olam creates nothing unstable, nothing negative, nothing terrible, nothing bad. He's Hatzur. We already talked about it before in the past times. Because Hashem Tzur Olamim, he's the rock of both worlds. He's the absolute rock, the firmness of the world. Everything is fair. It's a rock hard fair. That's what the pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu said it in Parshas Hazinu. Tamim Palo. Perfect is his work, is his action. Ki chol derachav mishpat. Because all of his ways are justice. Now we mentioned on Shabbos, why does it say all of his ways? What if it would have said, Hatzur Tamim Palo, ki derachav mishpat. His ways are fair. His ways are just. What do you mean, all of his ways? What is all of his ways? When I was in 10th grade, my Rebbe told me, he said, what do you mean, call, it's from one of the Bali Musar, call derachav mishpat. What are all of his ways? When chas v'shalom, one person suffers, when a person in a family suffers, chas v'shalom, so someone might say, well, what about all the collateral damage that's going on? What about the peripheral suffering? When one person has to go through something, now we say this about children, about parents, about friends, about siblings, somebody has to go through something. But what about all the other people around? Why am I having to go through it with the person? So sometimes we have to say, that person has to go through something, and I kind of have to step back and just watch, kind of, it might be painful, but it's like a storm, but still it hurts. Why is that fair that I have to be hurt when my close relative goes through something, Rosh Hashanah? Because that's what it says in the Pasuk. Kol derachav mishpat. All of Hashem's ways are just. You know what that means, all? There's a calculation that all the peripheral emotions, the collateral damage, if a person wants to call it that, that's all taken into account. All the people in the family who are around, they're all experiencing it. They all have exposure to it. That's also mishpat. Kol derachav. Hashem took it into calculation. He took into account everybody's feelings, everybody's suffering. Whatever we can't control, that is not my, I can't control, it's not my fault, I can't control it. I have to just deal with it. I might have to say, maybe I did something wrong, maybe I have to make amends, whatever that is. But it's not because it's just happening by coincidence. If somebody's suffering and I'm suffering along with the person, that means Hashem had me in mind also. It's Hashgacha Pratis. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if a person was captured as a prisoner of war, or if I feel like I'm a slave to a relationship, a circumstance, a challenge, a difficulty, whatever it is, sometimes I feel I'm stuck, I'm shackled, I'm chained to this. That's fair, and it's my job to work through it. And don't think it's not fair, the Chafetz Chaim says. When a person pours himself out in front of Hashem, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, I need help. I can't deal with this myself. And there's somebody else who's impacting me in a negative way. Then Ya'orer Liba Malav. Then Hashem will arouse the minds of those people on this person who's davening. On me, L'tov. Yes, there is a positive way out of this. There is a glimmer of hope. There's a way out of the tunnel. There's light over there. There's illumination. The Yavasha Me'adam. And the person will be saved from their hands. It's very possible that that's what's going to happen. It's likely that it'll happen. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us, we came through the first stage, which was on the battlefield. I had to be taught them that I'll be alive. The person's alive. Now the person's captured. Okay, I can now daven that the people who are giving me a hard time will also change their minds and they'll let me go. and it's happened in history, it happens in our lives, relationships change. Maybe you can think of an example where you thought something was going to be forever. I thought this difficulty, this conflict is going to last forever. And you know what? One day it's suddenly not there anymore. And that's the way that it is with Yeshua Hashem. When Yosef came out of prison, what's the Lashon in the Pasuk? He's in prison for so long, 22 years. Another day, another day, another day, another month, another year, again, 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 every day he wakes up, he's in prison. They ran him out of that pit. When it was time to go, they rushed him out of the prison cell. And the Sforna mentions there, all of Hashem's salvations come that way. Bifrat u'lechlal, specific, familial, communal, national, it all happens very suddenly. In fact, my Rebbein would always say that when Mashiach's going to be here, there's going to be a lot of people really surprised. We know it's going to happen. Of course we know it's going to happen. But I didn't expect it was going to happen at that second, and it's going to happen at that second. So that salvation happens to us too in our relationships. Chofetz Chaim says we have to realize, we have to have an open mind that these things can happen. Chofetz Chaim continues. Shlomo HaMelech asked for this to happen, if you look in Melech HaMelech. He says, when Bnei Yisrael misbehave, and you get angry at them, and you give them in front of the enemies, and their captors will capture them. Heishivu el libam. First, the first thing is to think. We have to stop and think. And they'll say to themselves, Ribbono Shel Olam is orchestrating all this. They'll come and they'll daven to Hashem, try the davening again, daven again, and they'll say, you know, Hashem, we did something wrong, we have to even out the score, we have to reconcile with you, we have to connect to you again. And what'll happen is, v'shamata, it says in Malachim, you're going to listen to them. Unasatam l'rachamim isne shaveim v'richamum. And Shlomo Melech said to Hashem, you will put them for mercy, for compassion, in front of their captors, and they'll have mercy on them. It can happen. It will happen. And you know what? There are things in Tanakh where somebody davens, and we don't know if Hashem answers or not. There are great people. There's David HaMelech davened, for example, just give an example. He davened at a person who says to him, it should be like he's learning the Goyim Ba'olos, the most complicated parts of Shas. So the Netziv says, well, we don't find that Hashem said yes to that. I'm just giving examples of there are tefillos that happened in Tanakh. So the Chofetz Chaim points out here that Hashem did say, yep, that's, got it, that's a good one. Vayomer elav Hashem, shamati es tefilascha vestechinascha. I listened, I hearkened to your prayer, to your supplication, asher yitzchanatan lefanai, that you supplicated, and that means that the answer is yes. That means when we have a hard time, and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's too much for me. I can't handle it anymore. Please change their minds. Then Hashem says, okay, I listen to you. Now, why doesn't it happen right away? That's because this is going to tell us later that if it didn't happen this time, daven again tomorrow. He tells us people, they lose hope in the davening. Our Rosh Yeshiva always said, half joking, be careful when you daven, whatever you daven for, because Hashem is listening to you. In other words, you wouldn't believe, a lot of times it's skepticism. That's the Amalek inside the Yitzhar and every person. Like, I asked for it, it didn't happen. Well, wait a minute. Did you ask tomorrow also? And the next day too? No, you didn't. You gave up on it. Don't give up. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us, even if a person hears the Lashon for us, Afilu ki ha'adam b'madrega ha'tachtona, even when a person is at the bottom, feel like he's in the pits, Shanafa be'eretz rechoka, that he fell in a faraway land, bidei hametzikim lo, in the hands of those who oppressed him, mikom makom al yisya'esh nafsho mipneizeh. A person should not despair because of this. Now, there are levels of people in society when it comes to despair. I just said it 5 minutes ago, that Rav Chaim Vital told us, some people have a predisposition toward despair. So those people are going to have this hard. This is going to be a bigger challenge for them. Because by nature, they just give up. And that's it. Because if it didn't happen now, if I didn't get what I want now, so then forget about it. So he says, no. Al yisya'esh nafsho mipnei zeh. The Yeda, person has to know, Sha'al Yidei Teshuvah, so Hashem, through tshuva, through repentance, but that's also reconnecting to Hashem. Yis'orer alav rachamim l'mala. Yes, it will be aroused on the person, mercy from above. The Yivasha min ha'ayven, he'll be saved from the enemies. And now the Chofetz Chaim quotes the Mishnah in Avos, one of our favorite Mishnahis in Avos. Chazal said, Al yis yayish ha'adam mipnei aparanios. al yisya'ish. A person should not give up because of suffering. Now, there are two explanations for that Mishnah. Are you familiar with the two explanations? One of them is scary, and the other one is very encouraging. So we'll take care of the scary one first, to get that over with. The Chofetz Chaim says that, first of all, a person shouldn't give up, mina peranios, a person who everything is going perfectly, everything seems very, very smooth, everything's fine, shouldn't think that, oh, 100%, it's always going to be this way, and I'll take it for granted, and therefore I won't daven that it should stay this way. Al-Yisya'ish can mean, don't close away from your mind, don't discount the possibility, min ha-peronios, of suffering coming. So now what? Who needs that? That's a person who everything's perfect. So that's what we're supposed to say. Well, when do we daven to be healthy? The best time is while we're healthy. Daven to be healthy while we're healthy. When we have enough money, we should be davening Baruch Aleinu. That's the time we should really daven a lot, for sure, to keep it that way. So don't give up, meaning don't think that things can change. It could change, but that shouldn't give us anxiety, because this whole discussion is anti-anxiety. So we're going to emphasize the second shot. But it's good to keep in the back of our mind that no matter who's dealing with us and what our circumstances are, al yisya'ish mipnei ha-peronios, a person shouldn't give up from things changing for the worse, because they could sometimes, but don't look at it that way, because things are pretty bad in some situations now in life. So let's look at the second one. The second one is no. That's our favorite one. The favorite one is al yisya'ish im hu be-peronios, if a person is suffering now. And by the way, all the Gedolim say the Musar of today is to emphasize bitachon and emunah. That's the main thing today. In fact, I just want to stop for a second. I used to learn a lot about, in yeshiva already, about bitachon and emunah, but my Rebbe once said to me, Rabbi Maimon, he said, you know, I don't know if the problem with you is so much bitachon and Hashem. You might have more of a problem with bitachon and yourself. So I mentioned on Shabbos how, I wonder what he meant by that. I didn't really understand what that. I have to have self-assurance, self-confidence. What is bitachon in myself? How can I have bitachon in myself? I'm a human being. But then it occurred to me, what's the answer to that? It says, "Bitzelem Elokim also es Adam." Every human being has the image, is made in the image of Hashem, has a spark of Hashem. We all have part of Hashem, chelek elokim imal. And if a person has no confidence in his own abilities and doesn't think of himself as great, then he's not really trusting in Hashem. Trusting in yourself is trusting in Hashem, because we all have part of Hashem in us. So to trust in yourself, look at the part of yourself that's Hashem. You also have to trust in that godly ability, that supernatural, that spiritual ascent potential that we all have. That's also trusting in yourself. So that's the thing we have to really emphasize today. So if a person is having a hard time, a person should not despair, to say, kivar avda tikvasi v'sochalti, that my hope and my expectations are lost. Again, the Yetzirah always says, if it didn't work yesterday, if it failed yesterday, then it's not going to work today. That's the Yetzirah, pure Yetzirah. Yetzirah Tov says, if it didn't work yesterday, it can work today. And if it didn't work today, it can work tomorrow, and maybe it will work tomorrow. Rabim Rachamav. Hashem has a tremendous amount of compassion. And it's very possible that people will give us a hard time, because we're talking about interpersonal relationships. It's possible their minds will change. May Ra Latova. At any time. There's a pasuk we say every morning in Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David, Ba'erev Yolin Bechi. If you ever lie down at night with weeping, it was a really hard day. Ba'erev Yolin Bechi. At night, the person will lie down weeping. Lashon of Havana. What does the next part of the pasuk say? V'la boker rina. It's possible that we can be singing in the morning with salvation. Things can change overnight, literally. We might not see it. It could be behind the scenes. Something changed overnight. Hashem says, b'chalom adaber bo. Sometimes Hashem gives people dreams or notions, even when they're sleeping, and that will change everything. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, well, what about the fact that I feel inadequate? Again, inadequacy. A person knows he doesn't have so much Torah, so not so much Yiras Shemayim, not so many Maisim Tovim. No, still daven to Hashem, because koach hatfilah and supplication is so great. And it says in the Tanya Velio, Hareani Modiacha Miktas Derachai. Hashem says to us in the Tanya Velio, I will tell you some of my ways. when I see people who don't have Torah and Maisim Tovim, sometimes we think, well, who am I? Why can I change things so much with davening? No, even if I don't have such good lineage, or I don't have such good yichus, but if we get up in front of Hashem and we daven, ani nizkach lahem, Hashem says, that I will notice. You can't help it if you don't come from the most prestigious lineage. You can't help it if you've worked your hardest and you only reach a certain level. But there's one thing we can help. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Am I going to daven today or am I not going to daven? That, Hashem says, I will notice that if you daven today. Even if a person doesn't deserve it, Hashem is going to do chesed with him. Once a person davens and is marbe b'tachanunim, Hashem does chesed with him. And our punch point for today, which is going to be our grand finale, is the lesson of the Chofetz Chaim. It can't be emphasized enough. But I have a question. If I davened yesterday and it didn't work, why should it work today? That's the question. If Hashem, it seems the answer was no. So why should it work the next time? So first of all, we know, as Rav Volpe says, every Shmoneh Esrei we daven, we're picking up where we left off on the last one. So if I jumped 10 levels, 10 points in the last Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not starting from bottom again. I'm starting from number 10. And then the next one, I'm going to start from 20, the one after that one. So we have to realize that it's cumulative. It's cumulative. What does it say in Koheles? Re'eze Amra Koheles. And it said, I saw something. Achas la'achas limso cheshvod. One little pruta and the next pruta adds up and it makes a great calculation. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us, afilu in hetir la'Hashem. Even if a person begged, he supplicated, he entreated Hashem, the hirbo lispalel. And he davened a lot below nen and he wasn't answered. Even so, Ya'ameitz Libo, he should still strengthen his heart. He has to become courageous. It takes courage. Lachzor, to go back, Uli Yispala, and to daven again. Ubevadai Yavo Shah. Not maybe. Definitely, the time will come. Sheyemale Bakashaso, that Hashem is going to fill his request. And there's Chazal about it. It says it about in Parshas Veschanan, about the Pasuk. Yesh tefila shenenes l'arboim yom. Sometimes a person davens, 40 days later it's going to be answered. That seems like a lot of time to wait. The yesh tefila shenenes l'gimel. Sometimes it's 3 days later. The yesh l'yom echad. Sometimes it's 1 day. The yesh shenena l'ona. Sometimes it'll be at the time that it happens. Ona could mean different things. It could be 12 hours later, whatever Ona means. We have to realize that Ribbono Shel Olam is there all the time. We've talked about the fact, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samiv. It says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, we have to keep in mind the pasuk, I place that Yudkei Vavkei in front of me all the time. If Hashem is Rachamim, Yudkei Vavkei, Ha Yehovah V'yiyeh. He's always been here, he's here now, he's always going to be here. And he's always in front of me. So whenever I daven, he's right there, and he's listening, and he wants the tefillah that I'm going to daven. And the pasuk, the Chofetz Chaim quotes, V'anis tefillasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. What does it mean, eis ratzon? There's a time that it's a time of goodwill, it's an auspicious time to daven, it's a favorable time, Amar Rebbe Chiya Rabba. See if Kaveh al Hashem. It says you should hope to Hashem. Rosh Chodesh El is going to come soon, and we start saying this pasuk. Hope to Hashem. Chazek yametz debecha. Be strong. Your heart should be courageous. And what does it say? V'kaveh al Hashem. Why is it repeating it? Have a mispalel. V'cholder mispalel. You should be davening and going back and davening again. V'yeshua she'anu l'cha. There's going to be a time they'll answer you. This is extremely encouraging. Something to take home with us. That if I daven for something, and what happens is, the Chofetz Chaim talked about in the Filas Lev, my heart falls. Because I say, I daven, and oh no, it didn't happen what I asked for. We have to realize that every tefillah is happening. It's helping. Either they're accumulating, or it's just not the auspicious time. It's definitely pushing buttons and pulling strings, and it's pushing levers all over the place. Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam is going to answer that tefillah eventually. If the answer is that there's a different plan for us, it could be that it's a different plan. And especially in the time of the 3 weeks, we'll just end with the Maseilas Yesharim reminding us that even if a person says, we've davened so many centuries, we've davened so many years that the tefillah should accept, it should be accepted that the Mashiach should come, but we realize we have to do our part in doing that. And the tefillah to accumulate, and the accumulation, it goes into a cheshbon gadol, and in Mirz Hashem, hopefully that all count will accumulate, and it'll be a year of simcha instead of a time of mourning on Tisha B'Av. Thank you so much for joining us, and Hashem should accept all our tefillahs all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love
one
to.
Of grand
yeah. Sorry. So is it Afilim Hetir Lashem or the one? Here. So Afilim Hetir Lashem. Even if a person supplicated, he begged the Hirbolis Palel. I'll just translate it because that's how I do it. And he davened a lot, increased in multiple davenings. Below Nen, he was not answered. Meaning, what the person asked for, it seemed like it's a legitimate thing, fair, and he wasn't answered. This is the part, right? Afa pichein. So even so, the Chofetz Chaim, this is his lashon. Ya'am eitz libo. By the way, I think he uses this lashon because it takes a lot of courage and resolve to really want to continue with something. Like, a lot of times you say, like, it's not working, what do I have to continue? No. Ya'am eitz libo. He has to really strengthen his heart. Lachzor lispala. To go back into Davin. Ubevadai yavo shah, and for sure the moment will come sheyamale bakashasto, that Hashem is going to fulfill his request. Is that what the part?
Yeah.
So it's very encouraging, isn't that? Where he says the person should, and then it says Chazal having mispalel the chozer mispalel. Rabbi Weiner said it, he said about the Russian Jews. Remember the Russian Jews in the 1980s? We were davening the free Russian Jews. They were writing songs about it, you know, let my people go, all that stuff. And we were davening and lobbying and doing all this stuff. And then Rabbi Weiner said, suddenly the Iron Curtain fell. He said, like, people were like, huh? Like, I didn't even know that was going to happen. Wait a minute, you've been davening all this. And then he said, we didn't even know how to absorb all the Russian Jews. We weren't even ready for them. He says, people daven, they didn't prepare to absorb all the Russian Jews, because people don't necessarily even believe that Hashem's listening if they daven so long and it doesn't happen. Everyone explain this to us. That's why I said be careful. When you're davening, it's like suddenly there'll be like a landslide. It's like an avalanche, a positive one. It's going to happen. And now what am I supposed to do? Wait, I davened for this. I was a skeptic. I was a cynic. Like, come on, I'll keep davening. It's like a formality. Yeah, but it happens finally. It actually happens. And then like the person, wait a minute, that actually happened. Yeah, these things happen where real people wait, dive in, is it really going to happen? So that's, who was the person? There was a doctor here. Oh, yeah, we had a guest on Shabbos. He said that he looked at someone, he was a surgeon, right? He was sitting on the couch right there. I was sitting next to him. He said to me, I'm a surgeon, and I actually said to the patient, I'm sorry, there's nothing else that I could do for you. He said this to his patient. He couldn't operate, he couldn't go any deeper in to remove the matzah, you know. He said, I'm so sorry, I can't do anything else for you. So he figured, I have to detach myself from the situation. He said years later, he met the man working in a cafeteria. He said, huh? What are you doing here? Like, wow, I'm great to see you and everything, but what? He said, yeah, doc, you know, I just kept doing the stuff the best I could. You know, it was like, it was pathetic. It was ridiculous to do it. It was, but I did everything I could. It was radiation, whatever it was. And I got better, Baruch Hashem. So it's like, the doctor said, there's nothing else I could do for you. The Baruch Shalom said, there's a lot more I could do for you. So that's the way that it is here. It's interpersonal relationships. Hashem really, he's doing stuff. Just patience is really what we need. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day.